What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Umar Akbar Anthony podcast. Been a while since
House.
we all recorded at the same time, and it's good to be back. And so today's topic is weird people we've met, okay? Or and yeah, and, like, it's just basically we're just gonna be talking shit about people. We're not gonna name any names. We're gonna make up names, and we're just gonna talk about how, I don't know,
We
some
won't talk.
weird.
We won't talk bad stuff about them. We'll just describe how some people can be really, well, weird, obviously.
Weird.
How we are weirded up by some people. Maybe us being weird or something. And yeah, and we can also talk about how we are weird in some situations. Actually, I'm very weird in some situations.
Bro, speak for yourself, man. Shit. Well, me and Jared.
My first person is Langston. This is the shit that I met.
Bitch, you should make up a name at least.
But yeah, I guess what Langston's saying is true. Like, none of these people are like bad people, and we don't hate them. There's nothing wrong with them or anything like that. They're just weird. Like, we've had weird experiences with them. They're just
Yeah.
like it's unsettling, basically.
Yeah. We
No,
don't
I
hate them at
not
all. We
something.
don't hate them, and we are still like gonna be. I mean, I'm not even friends with those weird people anymore, but like, I don't mind like talking to them.
And
Yeah.
one last thing, like, this isn't something weird about like the way they look or where they're from. Like, this isn't that kind of weird. The way they are, they're cool. Like, it's fine. It's just what they chose to do in a certain situation, if we explain them. That's on them, you know. That's them. That's their fault. It's not like, oh, I look like this and we're fat, you know. It's
That's a very good point. We're not gonna be talking shit about their looks, their features, or anything. We're gonna be like, they're
this
just,
moron had
yeah.
no freaking manners to do X, Y, and Z. Something like that, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah,
Okay.
perfect.
Done. All right. Okay.
Who wants to start?
Start it, sir.
I'm gonna talk about this person that I knew back in like middle school, who still sometimes hits me up from time to time. And
Slides in your DMs.
yeah, slides in my DMs all the time. And actually, it's been a while. So I mean,
Trying to get some action.
yeah, okay, no, not really. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. He's very smart. He's fucking weird. So let me start off with, okay, so this kid, his whole family used to be really fucking weird, okay? His sister was in
I like how he's like, this kid's weird, but his whole khandan is weird.
my Not yet. He's not the only one. I get why he's like that. Let me say that.
Okay.
So let's call him let's call him this guy's name is Shahrukh. Growing up, he's always the weird kid. He was always, you know, like, and whenever we were hanging out or something, or we were in class or something, he'd always say like the weirdest shit just to like, you know, get attention. He was a huge attention seeker, okay? Like, he loved attention, and he'd always like make like weird jokes or like cringy jokes. And sometimes he'd be really funny. Like, I'll give him that. He was a very smart kid. I remember his SAT score like blew us all out of the water. We were all like,
Okay.
what? Shahrukh got a freaking what? And we're like, what's
Are you sure you met him in middle school and not first year of university? And
Yeah, but like, I'm not talking about SATs. I'm talking about like the practice SAT, like SSAT. We had to do them every year. We went to a stupid American school. So
Okay.
okay, so basically, this guy, so Sharuk was like this this kid that everybody was really mean to him. I'm guilty of that. There were times where I was really mean to him, and
Oh, Seth, all those bullies.
I regret that heavily. I apologize to him actually years later when he hit me up. When I was in university, actually, I apologized to him, so we're good. And I've spoken to him recently. He's okay. So basically,
Still
this guy,
weird.
yeah, he's still pretty weird. So this one time, okay, so Sharif was this guy who's like, you know, he was always mean, whatever. I only knew him till like ninth grade, and then after ninth grade, I switched schools. So like, he'd still hit me up every once in a while because I feel like out of all the everybody, I was the
You were
nicest to him.
still the nicest one to him.
Yeah, and in my opinion, I wasn't that nice to him. Okay, so in what's him call it? In hindsight, when I think about it, I was, out of everybody, I was the nicest to him, and I was still really mean to him. So, like, that made me feel even, like, worse. I was like, damn, man, I wonder what all the other kids did to him. You know, all the shit that, like, he must be really traumatized. And,
What is the weird part about him again?
He was just, I don't know, his personality was the weird part.
Okay.
He just, like, cracked weird jokes and, like, just annoying person in general. Like, you know, sometimes he'd snitch on people. And which was like really annoying.
Oh my god, dude! There's so many people who I know who are like that, dude. Fuck.
And that's whatever. Like, if we were kids, we forgive and forget all the shit that's happened to us or what we've done in high school. But so this one time he hit me up when I was in university. This is the time where my dad hadn't retired from Saudi, and we were still in Saudi. He didn't live very far from my house, and he'd say stuff like, so we were just talking about like random stuff, and I told him, dude, I've been watching a lot of documentaries, and I was like, dude, my favorite documentaries are documentaries that are like on drugs. I love watching, like, they're very interesting to watch. And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, I love drugs. And for a second, I thought,
oh my god.
He meant like I love drug documentaries as well, and I was like, oh yeah, man, me too. They're great. They're so interesting. They're just so much fun to watch. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, I've been experimenting with a lot of like acid and stuff recently. And then that's when I was like, bruh. I was like, I don't judge or anything. Like, you could do whatever you want, but like, this is kind of blowing out of proportion. I did not expect this from you, Shahrukh. And so he's telling me all these crazy stories, right? He's like, one time I was tripping and I was at home. Let me tell you all the stuff that he told me about acid. He's like, man, you should definitely try it. It's like amazing. It's like literally if you take it, like a couple of hours feels like weeks. So it's like really good for meditation. You know, you can like take it and you can meditate and it'll feel like you're in there for weeks. You'd be meditating for weeks and this and that. I'm like, shit, man, this is getting out of hand. Fuck. I didn't sign up for this. I kind of regretted, like, you know, replying to this guy's text for a second.
I like how he's marketing it, dude. You wanna be stress free? Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
You know what,
dude,
you should have said? She should have been like, oh, by the way, I just joined the police academy in Dubai.
Oh, oh, by the way, you know the third person on this call is 911. Yeah, they're right. So he was telling me all this like weird shit, right? And he told me this thing about like, he's like, yeah, man, I've been meditating a lot. You know, I've been experimenting a lot. I've been making my own shit. I've been using a lot of chemicals. For the first few minutes or the first few hours we were talking, I was like, yeah, jhoot bol raha. This guy's for sure lying, man. Okay, his whole family is weird. He's definitely lying. That's so mean. I keep saying that like his family's weird, but like, but yeah, he was just like, so Shahrukh actually lived pretty close by to my house actually, and so he'd tell me all these crazy things and whatever, and it was hilarious for the most part. But then I was just like, I don't judge or whatever, but yo, I don't know, you're kind of freaking me out, man. And this was after I watched Snowden. So I was like super like sketched out all the time. I was like, oh my god, someone's listening to my conversation. You're gonna think that I'm also a crackhead or whatever. But then I was like, no, dude, calm down. I didn't say anything. I don't do anything. I never said anything, so I'm good. So he was telling me all these things, like, man, you know, I meditate, I do this, I do that, yada yada yada. He's like, this one time I did this, I was tripping on acid in my house, and you know, I was like meditating in my room, and my parents came up to my room and they're like, hey, Shahrukh, how you doing? And he was like, you know, and he's like, I was saying all these weird things to them, and I was like, you know, all this, philosophical shit that he was telling his parents. And he's like, dude, my parents thought that I was possessed, so they started calling all these imams, they started calling all these people. Oh, they're like, oh, there's something wrong with our son. There's something on him, you know. And I was just like, okay, this none of this sounds true, right? This is a bonkers. This is baloney.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, no, he's Desi, right?
Yeah, he's Desi. He's Pakistani. Yeah,
that's not baloney at all. That's the first like reaction no. that Desi parents have to slightly abnormal behavior. Okay, no, off, and then the imam's on the phone, you know what I mean?
Like okay, I get it. Like Desi parents are like that, they're very like superstitious and whatnot, I understand that. But mm-hmm. the whole like story was just like very like hard for me to believe. Like that, like uh-huh. okay, this shit. You told me that he was doing this shit in Saudi, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's hard to believe. Yeah,
that's what I was like. I don't know, man. I don't think so. And then he's like, "Yeah, man, I get my shit from Tehran. You know, it's amazing. You should join. Yada yada yada. I'll make you something that's like perfect for you. I've gotten so good at it." I was like, I'm good, man. I don't want to meditate. I'm good. You do you, man. And then, so fast forward, like, maybe like 6 months. Okay, now I'm going to name my friend. I can name my friends. My friends are like, oh, no, I can't name them. Oh, fuck. I can't name them. Okay. So fast forward, my friend,
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, let's name him Bradley Cooper. And Brad Pitt. Oh shit, they're Brad and
Too many Brads.
Man, you don't know anyone or what?
Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel, okay?
Oh, damn. So,
so Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel were there, you know, they were smoking a little you know
something.
Yeah, they're smoking a little something, okay? And that's why I couldn't name them shit. Okay, so they were in their compound. They were, you know, chilling. They were high out of their minds, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the compound that they lived in, there was, like, very strict security over there. And a security guard comes up to them, and he like, stops them, and he takes both their IDs and their, like, you know, their licenses. And, wait, hold on. Vin Diesel doesn't have a license. Both their ID cards, they're, like, and one of the guys is, like, license or whatever.
So, I mean, Vin Diesel clearly has a license. Have you not seen Fast and Furious 1 to 1,000?
Bro, he drove to a building, man. I mean,
nothing. We're family. But so basically, this guy, you know, they're freaking out. They're looking at each other. They're freaking out. They're like, oh my god, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Did he figure it out? That we're baked out of our minds. Oh my god, what the hell's going on? Okay, so basically, the security guard was looking for someone who was wearing a blue T-shirt and blue jeans, and at that time, and someone who's Pakistani. And Bradley Cooper was wearing a blue T-shirt and blue jeans. So the security guard, like, you know, takes both their IDs and everything, and then he looks at Bradley Cooper's ID, and he's like, what's your name? And he's like, my name is Bradley Cooper. And then he's like, no, what's your real name? And he's like, dude, I just gave you my ID. My name is Bradley Cooper. And then he's like, no, what's your real name? What's your real name? And he kept like pushing it. And he's like, man, I don't know what you're like. Can you imagine like being intoxicated, being high, and then like a security guard asking you all these questions, and you're like freaking the hell out. Okay, so basically, and then, so he's like, no, your name is Bradley Cooper. So I'm looking for someone whose name is Shah Rukh Khan. And that's when Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel, both their like minds clicked. They're like, oh, fuck, they're looking for that weird kid from school. Uh-huh. Like, what did he do now? What happened? So fast forward, like, okay, so actually the next day, they're like, yo, safe. You gotta know this. We gotta tell you this crazy fucking thing, right? And I was like, what happened? And I was like, and then, so this is after, like, the whole compound found out. And then eventually, like, you know, they found Shah Rukh Khan. They, like, they got him. They brought him home and everything. And,
oh, damn, did he get arrested?
Yeah. No. Let me explain. So they were like, okay, what's going on, this and that? So whatchamacallit? Vin Diesel and Bradley Cooper tell me, like, bro, freaking Shah Rukh Khan was tripping balls in the park, and he was just, like, rolling around in the park.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, like, you know, like, we have no idea what the hell was going on, but, like, we didn't see it happen, but this is what we heard. Like, the security guard found him, like, you know, and, like all muddied up and just being weird. Uh-huh. And then that's when I was like, holy fuck, he was telling the truth. He was being real.
The whole time you didn't get it?
the whole time I was like, I didn't believe him. I was just like, yeah, it's Pagala. He's not telling me the truth. Turns out he was actually like messing with all these drugs and doing all this crazy shit, right? And I was like, fuck. Like, oh my God, dude, he was actually telling the truth. And then like, so like, and then I didn't hear from like Shah Rukh Khan for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out like way later on, so my friend, like this other friend of mine, I can't think of a celebrity name. Fuck him, I'm not gonna name him. The guy. Okay, so Preeti Zinta tells me, like,
oh my.
So Preeti Zinta tells me, like, yo, dude, did you hear about Shah Rukh Khan? I was like, no, what happened, Shah Rukh Khan? Like, I heard about that crazy shit that I like that went down. By the way, he didn't get arrested or anything. His parents just like brought him home and they talked to him and like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what happened in that household. But yeah, I don't know what happened. But like, so he was like, he told me, Preeti Zinta told me that, bro, Shah Rukh Khan got diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Oh, like, damn.
What? Oh my God.
I was like, what? Are you serious? And he was like, yeah, apparently he was just messing with all these drugs way too much. And yeah, apparently he got diagnosed with schizophrenia. And I was like, shit.
Call Dr. Like, Lira now.
What is going on, man? Like, I was like, I was losing it. So I hit up Shah Rukh Khan and I was like, dude, is everything okay? I mean, I wasn't obviously, we're like, bro, I just found out you're schizophrenic. Are you okay? I wasn't like that. I wasn't stupid. I feel like that's something Langston would have done. Like, bro, are you okay? Yeah. I heard all this story.
Do you have cancer? I hope everything is going fine.
Yeah, man. Langston would have been like, bro, are you, Luke, I heard you're schizophrenic. Are you going through chemo?
Langston would probably, if you find that someone passed away, he's like, bro, you're still alive, bro.
Hitting them on Facebook,
bro, right on the wall. Bro, what happened? Right on
the wall. Hey man, been a while. Is everything okay? but yeah, so yeah, I hit him up, but he seemed completely normal. He was like, "Yeah, man. I'm like, my parents are with me. I'm in Canada now." And he's like, I'm not going to university. I mean, I felt like he didn't want to get into it with me. So I was just like, you know what? I hope everything's okay, man. I hope you're doing all right, my guy. And then I was just like, fuck, man. I mean, the last time I spoke to him, he sent me a voice message, and he seemed pretty normal. He sounded normal. I hope he's like, I don't know if there's like a proper like cure for like schizophrenia. I hope he's getting counseling. I hope everything's fine with him. He was a fine young man. He was like a smart guy. He was an intelligent guy.
After all that, I'm sure he was a fine young man.
He was an intelligent... Okay, look. He was an intelligent guy. And that's something that I've noticed, by the way. Everybody who I've met who's been like crazy into drugs have been like, I shit you not, they've been geniuses. And I feel like this is a freaking like... This is a freaking PhD waiting to happen in psychology. Like that freaking... Intelligent people, like geniuses, are attracted to drugs. Like I'm telling you, bro. Every like genius that I've ever met in my life, in school, and like okay, only in school, they've always been like very into drugs. And I don't know. It's weird. I don't know if it's the pressure. I don't know if it's like, I don't know. They think they want to think out even more outside the box. I don't know what it is, but it was.
Bro, this is like, I feel this podcast is more of like. The weed stories.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Oh, I swear. I said that's like the appropriate thing.
Sharon Langston and I do not condone the use of drugs or alcohol.
We do not. We haven't, and we haven't done any of it.
I was going to Nepal and I canceled my trip.
Oh my God, Sharon, you just confessed.
Please stay safe.
I canceled it because I'm a responsible adult.
Ah, responsible adult. Sharon.
I'm not going to reveal where I'm going instead.
You better not, because there'll be a lot of judgments yep. from 256 followers that we have.
Yeah. Please don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. Don't kids yeah. stay out of
be
school.
Be like us.
Stay out of
Did
drugs.
You say kids stay out of school?
Stay out of drugs and stay in school.
Oh, that's a good one.
Don't do drugs and stay in school. Yeah, that's the...
Okay.
But yeah, that was my weird story. Who's going next, man? Shit. But yeah, Sharon, you going next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Look, Okay, so my story, and this is...
I mean,
okay,
wait.
So basically, this is in second year of university. Okay.
Oh,
I do not... I think I don't have a driving license at that point. So normally I would just get my friends to drive me around and this and that. Whenever we'd be going out somewhere... So basically what happened is...
Do we know this guy?
Oh, hell to the... Yeah, you know this guy.
Rick.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This story might make so much more sense with Kanye. Okay, Kanye West. Oh. So it's me, it's Langston, it's four other people, and one of them is friends with Kanye West. Okay, so there's Kanye West at the party.
I don't know this guy.
Not as cool. Anyways, so we're doing this. We're at a park. It's a very famous park in Dubai, and we're there. We're chilling. We do our barbecue stuff. Things are fine. I have no problems with Kanye West. No beef with Kanye West at this point. But, okay, now it's time to go back home. And so Kanye West was going to drop me in his car.
Oh, I know this guy.
Oh, my God, dude.
Seth, you definitely know who this guy is. You know this guy. Dude, Seth, continue. You guess. Don't tell him.
Wait, can I say one thing? And let's see if I can figure it out, okay? Is it... Shh, be quiet, be quiet, shh, be quiet. Is it that guy?
No! Oh, yeah.
But yeah, carry on.
Wait, how are you showing him what guy it is?
Yeah, I know. Okay, we all know the guy. Go on.
Okay, fine. So, Kanye West is supposed to drop me in his car.
Kanye West?
Back home, okay? He's supposed to drop me, like, it's a 30-minute drive.
Bro, you should have called him Hulk.
No. Kanye West is the one who's going to drop me back home in his car, okay? For all intents and purposes, his car was fine. It was, I'll say, slightly below average, and it was like a decent-ish car, okay? Oh. You know what? I'll name drop the car. It was a Toyota.
Oh my For God, you gave it away.
For all intents and purposes, Kanye West thinks his Toyota is a Lamborghini, okay?
Let's call it a Lamborghini now.
Yeah, he's over the moon about this car. He's in love with it. I'm literally in love with it, not figured it. He's literally in love with it. The car has a name, and he's very possessive about this car. But anyways, whatever. I'm getting a free ride back home. Oh, by the way, also, this guy lives exactly where the park is, okay? He decided to volunteer to drop a random stranger, me, all the way back 30 minutes in the opposite direction and then come back home. So I wasn't going to be a dick about anything. I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting a free ride. This guy's cool-ish. I mean, he's all right. And so, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll go along with it. We're leaving the park, and he's like, oh, dude, I kind of really need to go to the bathroom. I need to go, you know. And he's. I'm like, oh, do you know, there's a petrol station right there. Let's just take a U-turn and go to the petrol station, and you can go. And, like, if it's like, number one, you can just... go for it, you know, like it's cool. And he's like, yeah, it is number one, but I don't know. He was being really weird at that point. He was getting uncomfortable with the conversation. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then he goes like, oh, by the way, let's go in if we're supposed to go from north to south, let's go west, okay? And let's go Kanye West. Hey, but no. And let's go west. Oh, I forgot this was Kanye. I have to keep naming him. So Kanye goes like, hey, man, I can't go to no bathroom in a petrol station. I want to go to a mall, and I want to go to.
Oh my God, dude!
See, this Kanye fits this so well. he's just like, yeah, I can't go there. I'm gonna go west into this mall, and it's a Friday night, which is like the main night of the weekend here, so it's packed, right? The mall's freaking packed. But anyways, okay, we're like, okay, I'm like, okay, fine, this is in my car, I'm getting a free ride, 5-10 minutes more, it'll be okay, 5 minutes more, you know, the bathrooms and malls are like right at the exit. Anyways, so I'm driving, Kanye West drives us into this mall, it's like literally the most crowded mall in Dubai, okay, he finally, like, you know, drives in the underground parking, and he finds a parking spot, and then he just parks his car. And I'm like, okay, cool, dude. I'll just do your thing, and I'll be right here. And he goes like, Kanye West tells me, Sharon, can you like step outside the car and wait outside the car? And I'm like, no, dude, you can just roll the windows down and like turn off the car. I don't need the AC. If you want to save gas or anything, it's cool. Like I don't need the AC. It's fine. Just a few minutes, so it's okay. He's like, no. Actually, the thing is, I'm very possessive about my car. I, Kanye West, am very possessive about my car, and I don't like leaving anyone with my car alone, okay? Because I'm possessive about my car. So can you like stand outside while I do my thing and then come back? And I'm like, geez, Kanye West, it's just a car. It's not a Lamborghini.
Oh my god.
Wasn't he taking the keys with him? What the hell? Like something you're gonna steal?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm like, you can just turn off the car, take the keys with you, leave the windows down, and I can breathe, and I'll just sit in the car. And he's like, yeah, no, Sharon, I can't let you be there. I'm Kanye West. Get out of my car. And I was like, okay. I stepped out of the car. He turned the car off, and he went. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm assuming you guys are the same. And like me, I take around 2 minutes to take a piss, like a normal person. I'm going to add 5 minutes more for walking to the bathroom and back because it was right there. But this dude leaves and doesn't come back for like half an hour.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, goddamn, Kanye got a huge bladder because this is taking a long time. And then I'm waiting. So like by minute 10, I'm starting to get a little worried because this guy's been acting really weird about his car. And I don't know what the whole situation is with him and his car. I call Langston. So I immediately called Langston. I'm like, Langston, I was sitting in Kanye West's car and he just bolted. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And I started sending him Snapchats. I'm like, this is the car. That's where the bathroom is. I can see.
Dude, I was dying laughing. I couldn't help you.
I'm like, what do I do? Like, do I go look for Kanye West? I don't know. Whatever. Then I started saying that it had been 20 minutes, and I'm like, I have a feeling this guy has like a remote control. Like, this is back when Tesla didn't have like their own like automated cars and whatnot. But I was like, I'm sure this guy's figured it out because he loves this car so much, and I'm sure Kanye West can pay for like an automatic robot car that just like drives itself to him, and he's just gonna leave me here in this mall. And I'm like, Langston, you'll probably have to come pick me up because
oh my god, I would fucking slaughter you for that.
Or I'll get murdered tonight because Kanye West is gonna find a scratch on his car or something and he's gonna kill me. But yeah, it was 25 to 30 minutes, and Kanye West came back, and he didn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry for what you had to wait so long." He was just like, "Okay, let's go," and I'm like, "Fine, dude, whatever." The whole car ride after that, he just went on and on about his car. He's like, oh, dude, my car, it's got this engine. It's got this horsepower. I felt like I was on a date with, like, a jock who was just going on and on about his, like, meal plan, his gym, his biceps, and his, like, car, whatever. And I was just, like, this sorority girl who was just like, okay, I get it. Whatever. The whole time, he's like, oh, my, I like to keep my phone over here for navigation and not over here because it's more convenient. And he was, like, really, like, on his phone the whole time. And I was like, we're going to die. Kanye West doesn't know how to drive. I think he's possessed. Or he's probably on something. And whatever happened, we finally got home. And this is my house. And I was weirded out in this whole car ride. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't tell him where I stay exactly. I'll just get down, like, a block away. And then I'll just walk it back home. And I was like, we reached the main road, and I was like, ah, dude, you can just drop me here. I'll walk it. I don't want to keep you waiting. You know, you've had a long night, long drive, and this and that. He's like, no. I'll drop you home. It's cool. And I'm like, okay, take this ride, Kanye West. And then he drives me to my house. And then, because I was being nice, I'm like, oh, dude, can I get you some water or something? And then he's like, yeah, I think, or no, he says, no, it's cool. I don't need anything. It's fine. And then he says, this is what Kanye West tells me. Kanye West says, okay, Sharon, now I know where you live, so I've saved your location for later.
God, dude, that was
so scary. It was so scary. He literally, these were the words. He's like, oh, now I know where you live, so I can save your location for later. I'm like, mother. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I asked him, and then, oh, by the way, when he stopped, then he started going on and about, he's like, oh, my car's name is Helen Mirren. And my car is like, oh, I sent a letter to like the car publication magazine and Gulf News. And, oh, you know, I've been published. I got a letter and this and that. And my car is better than these other cars. And he was really possessive. I'm like, okay, cool, dude. And I was waiting for, and he opened the trunk and he's showing me the engine and shit. And I'm like, okay, dude, do you need any more water or anything? Yeah, it's cool. Okay, fine. Then I leave inside. And normally I would, like, whenever I'd go out, I'd come back and take my dog out for a walk. So it had been like 5 minutes. I went to the washroom because I needed to go. And when I come back out with my dog 10 minutes later, Kanye West is still sitting in his car. And I'm like, hey, dude, did you forget something? He's like, no, just making sure I saved your location. I'm like, okay, you know the way out, right? And he's like, yeah, dude, I got it. I'm Kanye West. I know where to go. I'm like, okay, cool. You do you, man. I'll see you sometime later.
Oh my God.
And I walked away, and then I kept, I take my dog out in a separate area. I kept looking to see if the car had gone before I walked back home. My God, that was crazy. Oh, so funny story, like probably a year after that, I ran into Kanye West again, and I was at an event for like, it was some event, it was like to help out special needs kids. Actually, kids who don't have arms, they have these prosthetic arms that we have to build or whatever. It was in the healthcare city. The reason why that's important is because Healthcare City is pretty big and it's like a public place or whatever, and they have a library. So I was like in the lift, I was about to leave, and guess the lift opens and guess who's there? It's Kanye West.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, Kanye West, what are you doing here, man? Like, what's up? He's like, oh, I just come here sometimes to sit down. It's this place is nice. You know, the library is nice and it's got a nice area to study. I'm like, yeah, but you know, your university is like 30 minutes away from here. And I'm sure your university has study areas where there's coffee shops. And you also live like an hour away from this place in your house, Kanye West. And he's like, no, I just like coming here sometimes. It's nice. The people here are nice. And then he didn't get into the lift. He just said that. And then the lift door shut. And I went home.
Oh my God, that is so awkward.
Holding my knees, and I was crying.
I saw when Sharon told me the story that time, I was like, oh my God, poor guy, man.
Grant to say, I've never seen Kanye West after that again. But
yeah, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen Kanye West too for quite some time.
Add that something to add to that Kanye story, okay? Okay, I know who you're talking about. I figured it out. Like I said, when I said that be quiet thing.
Yeah, you did.
So this, I also have a very weird story with him. Like,
Oh, God, that's amazing. Is it the theater? Is it the theater?
Yes, it was the theater. I got yelled at.
Oh, my God.
I basically got yelled at by, like, and I also ran into him again, like and when I met him again, it was the most random, most unexpected occurrence that have ever happened, man. He showed up in the dorms. I was literally sitting in the living room, and like this guy walks through this glass door, and I'm like, oh my God. Kanye West walks in, and I straight away text Langston. I was like, Langston, you won't believe
it. You called me.
I called you. I was like, bro, you won't believe who just walked in, man. It was a funny. I
swear, this Kanye West guy, every time he shows up, so you guys have to call me. Like, yo, we spotted Kanye West.
It's all, you know what?
Bro, I have
the reason why we've been calling Langston. The reason why we've been calling Langston is because it's Langston's friend's friend. And so indirectly, it's all Langston's fault.
It's like,
yo, Seth, so we went for one of the Avengers movie once, and we
Age of Ultron. I remember.
Age of Ultron. Dude, it's the funniest shit ever. So we were all sitting here. So we were like maybe like 10 of us, okay? And we had the whole aisle, okay? So I sat sitting and I choose a random seat and I sit. I don't remember who I was sitting in, but I remember that.
No, I was sitting.
So there was a second, there were the last two seats, okay? So Kanye West was on the second last seat. And Sharon was the only one missing. And when Sharon came, the last
seat. No, I was on the last seat and Kanye West was sitting beside me. So I had no one on the other side.
Yeah.
And I was just boxed in by Kanye.
The same thing happened to me. This literally the same thing happened to me.
Let that happen to you. Because I'd watched Age of Ultron with Kanye. And Kanye was just like, okay, this is what Kanye did in Age of Ultron. He pretty much, like, anytime we said anything or first he was like, we were taking pictures of, like, the entrance or something, or, like, the movie's about to start. So he's like, Sharon, can you keep your phone down? I'm trying to concentrate on the movie. I really don't like any distractions. I'm Kanye West. And he was saying that. And then in the middle of the movie, you know, I like to concentrate in a movie too, but like if there's something funny, I'll just go to the guy on my right. I'll be like, yo, Lexan, this is fucking hilarious. Safe, haha, you know what happens in this scene? Well, you know, Safe, the backstory for this is kind of like, and so he was, whenever I did that, because he was the only person beside me, because these pieces of shit left me with him. And so I was like, oh, dude, that's so cool. You know, this is actually from one of these comic books. And I just said one comment, it was one sentence. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And please can you keep quiet? I'm trying to concentrate in the movie. I don't need to hear this. I know more about this than you.
Dude, and
I was just like, okay. By the way, that's the reason why I hated Age of Ultron. I like didn't like that movie.
Bro, I love how we have the exact same experience with this guy. Because I've watched two movies with this guy, like in a group. I don't know why he always showed up. It's all fucking Lexan's fault. Okay,
it's all like, you know. Okay, so the funny thing about this was, literally like 10 minutes later, he would say the same thing, and he would be like, oh wow, that's so cool. Do you know these guys? And I'm like, what happened to not talking in the movie, Kanye West? And he literally said that to the person sitting beside him, in front of him, not behind him. That would have been weird, but like in front of him for sure. And anyone who had their phones out. Oh, I even like, I got a call from someone and I looked at it. And I just looked at my phone. I didn't answer it. I just looked at it. He's like, can you turn off the light? I don't want this. I'm Kanye West.
You know what happened with me? Okay, so I was like, during the movie, like, it was just, I was like, I want to sit next to Langston, okay? So I'm sitting on the second last seat. Langston's to my left. And then
I'm on your right. He was on your left.
No, you were on my left. And then Kanye West was on my right, okay? So The movie literally, I think it was the trailers. It was the first 15 minutes before the movie starts. Mm-hmm. He wanted to concentrate during the trailers. Maybe I was texting, or maybe I said something to Lexi, but he kept saying, shh, be quiet, man. Shh, be quiet. And I'm like, yaar, trailers chal rahe hain, sabar rakho. And I was like, throughout the movie, I didn't even say, okay, I do sometimes, because I have like weird, like I have a hard time concentrating, so I sometimes can be annoying, I guess. But like, what the hell, man? I literally just met you. Can you stop like freaking like yelling at me like while I'm watching this movie? And then
dude. So when we were sitting here, so I saw that happening and I was laughing, and I actually heard Kanye West telling Seth to shut the fuck up. So I'm not laughing, okay? And then Seth suddenly comes to me. He's like, "Ye benchit ko." Dude, I died, Sharon. Like, I mean, I would not regret the fuck out of, like, I died.
It was too funny. Like, who the hell invited this guy? I mean, not to be mean or anything, I don't know this guy. None of us know this guy. He keeps yelling at it. He keeps telling me to shut the fuck up during the movie. Like, he keeps telling me to turn my phone off. Like, yeah, boss, bro. We've watched two movies with him. Both times I got unlucky, and both times I got yelled at. Like, shut the fuck up. Go ahead with your story, man.
Okay, so man, my story, I have to change like a lot of things because it's very obvious. So I'll give you guys a hint. There was a choreographer.
Oh my god.
I don't know who this is.
That was Global Day.
Yeah, that was Global Day. Are you sure? Because Global Day was in our freshman year. Okay, so let's call this person. So this is a story about me and a friend. Daenerys Targaryen, okay, from Game of Thrones, and so we're good friends, and she's also friends with Sharon. Well, you know, they have like a deal together or whatever to basically do something for Global Day, okay? So that's the story.
Daenerys was basically teaching me how to dance.
Yeah, so, yeah, basically to dance in front of Gabbar. But anyways, the point is, I was in the lab, okay, with one of my friends. Let's call him...
Michael Bublé.
Too cool. Okay, Michael Bublé, okay? Michael Bublé. So me and Michael Bublé were chilling in the lab. Okay, you know, just talking about some random stuff. Oh, freshman year, are we going to graduate ever?
Sorry about that.
I got a call, and then I was like, yo, Maxim, like, yo, he's like, you free? I'm like, well, yeah, man. And she's like, oh, I want to come to uni, so you could just pick me up. I'm like, okay, fine, cool. And
let me just establish one thing here. Langston is the biggest piece of shit when it comes to dropping people anywhere. He wouldn't drive you 5 minutes if you were like bleeding out on the floor. His parking spot would go away. He's gonna look for another parking spot. That's the kind of person Langston is.
No, but that time we used to have a lot of parking. Because very few people were there. And they don't all
the And that still tells a lot about you.
Okay. So that happened. Okay. And me and I'm like, okay, Michael Bublé, so let's go. He's like, yeah, dude. Definitely, man. Anyway. That's so stupid. you know, after the entire incident, he was like, why the fuck did I ever come with you?
Okay, so Michael Bublé in the show.
Okay, so he comes and we go. And we meet the Daenerys, okay? So we're like, hey, so come, let's go to uni. And suddenly Daenerys apparently wanted to go to the... She had some bags, and I was like, whoa.
Some luggage, some chest.
What's happening? What is happening here? I'm like, what is that? Your parents leaving or something?
Where are you taking these nice suitcases, yeah. Huh, girl?
And then suddenly Michael is like, hey, are you just going to the States or something? Oh, I'm going to go to Thailand.
So you guys were like, oh, yeah, where are you going? And she's like, yeah, I just have to go to Thailand. And even Michael Bublé, who was sitting right there with you, didn't figure it. He was like, sure, fine. Let's go to the airport.
And then we're like, okay, fine. Do your parents know about it? And she's like, no. Then we're like, fuck. Like, because no one was at home. Nothing was happening. And we were just like, holy shit, this sucks. Okay.
By the way, Tyrion saved your ass that day. As much as everybody finds Tyrion
Michael
annoying.
Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Michael Bublé saved your ass that day.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Don't forget to give him credit, man.
Yeah, I swear. Okay, so we went and we were driving. And I was shitting in my pants as I was driving. Okay. So, like, seriously, dude. And I'm just driving, okay? So.
Wait. Let me get one thing straight. So, you asked her, where the hell are you going? Or no, you were just like, oh, what are these bags for? And she's like, oh, I'm going to the airport. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm going to Thailand. Oh, okay, cool. The next question you asked was, do your parents know? Like, is that what you asked her?
Yeah.
Or did that come up later?
Yeah, I know. That came up in the beginning itself. And that was like a no. But then...
So you knew from the beginning?
No, I knew from the beginning. But I was like I said, I was being nice. You idiot. Listen to the story.
You should have learned to say no, Langston.
Yeah, that was my bad, okay? But guys, so this is what's happening, okay? So we go, and we're driving. We come to uni, okay? And I'm like, yo, Michael, I don't want to use my car, because this is my mom's car. can we use your car? Okay? And he's like, and he also is like confused, yeah, because he's like also fucked in the head now, because the situation we're in right now was not the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we're kind of helping someone to leave the country, which is fucked up.
Knew this in the beginning.
I knew everything was fucked up at this time, but by that time we already said yes. We put the bags in the other car, and we left university again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now get this: before leaving the university, there are two other characters. I want to think of
a really dumbass character. Kevin from The Office. Kevin from The Office.
Okay. Kevin from The Office. Okay. And now the actress. I didn't say Dr. Phil. Let's call her Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Hey, Penny's hot, dude.
Okay, Amy. Amy, dude. Amy, come on. Amy, she had the passport of Daenerys. Like,
okay.
For like sure. Nearly a month. And For nearly a month, yeah.
Okay.
And no one knew about it. And she goes to collect that and everything. And then she comes back to the car. And then we're like, okay, then we take off. And I'm the one driving. Because Michael's like, Langston, you drive my car because right now I'm too fucked. I'm like, okay, cool. We're on our way to the airport, okay? Okay. And suddenly Michael's like, Langston, turn the car. And I'm like, I did not think twice. I was like, listen to him. Like, that was my instant reaction. Like, I don't know. I did not question him. I did not be like, yo, Michael, why? So I was like, he's like, turn the car. Because I need to give this car to, the next person, Akshay Kumar.
Akshay Kumar, sure.
Okay.
Now I don't know who Akshay Kumar is, because I'm thinking...
Okay, Akshay Kumar is basically... Okay, Akshay Kumar Amy is... What's your story? In your story, who was that guy? Kanye West's friend.
Kanye West.
Yeah. So...
Kanye West was in this story?
No, he wasn't. His friend was.
Oh, but it's Kanye West's mutual friend.
Mutual friend, yes.
We can call him...
Akshay Kumar.
Let's call him Ray J. Akshay Kumar.
So Akshay Kumar is like... So Michael's like, we got to give the car to Akshay Kumar because I told him that I would give the car to him at 4 o'clock and we won't make it by that time, so just turn the car. I'm like, okay. And then Daenerys is like, guys, what are you doing? What's his name? Michael's like, yeah, you find a cab. So we come to university back again, okay? And we go, we like help her find a cab or something. And Daenerys is like, oh, I need to make a phone call because I don't have credit, okay? And she asks Michael his mobile phone. And Michael's like, no, I can't give you my mobile phone because I can be tracked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
Michael was fucking smart about it.
Michael was the smartest guy in this. Like, in the entire story, dude, he did not use his brain in the beginning, maybe, but he used his brain at some point. My brain was just off. Like, I was dead. And
what brain?
you should have named Michael Littlefinger.
Honestly, like, he does have the brain over there, dude. Okay? Mm-mm-mm. And then we find a cab and everything. And then, get this. What's this guy from The Office? Kevin. Kevin from The Office. Okay. Voluntarily... Okay, get this. So Daenerys gets a cab and everything, and this guy has no business anymore. He voluntarily gets into the cab with Daenerys to drop her to the airport. Very nice. And I'm like, okay. And then they go to the airport and finished. Okay, let's fast forward a bit. Michael, I go. I'm almost home. Okay, Michael calls me. He's like, "Yo, Langston." We gotta tell
Wait, this. How many days is this later?
No, this is on the same day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's like, Michael, we gotta tell this to her parents. I'm like, are you crazy in your head? He's like, dude, because he did make sense. Because if anyone finds out that we have done this and we never told anyone, we could get into real shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's rather we be honest about it right now and stay out of dirt. You know, minimize that. Not that it helped a lot, but it kind of did help in a way. In the retrospect, I think it did help. So we go to our house. Only our uncle is there. Daenerys' uncle only was there. Let's call the uncle. Okay, so we go, we meet the uncle, and then we tell the whole thing, whatever happened. We picked her up and all that stuff. And this is what we did. This is what we didn't do. And we made the right call. We tried to, you know. Like Michael pitched in the entire story very well, okay? I didn't say that shit. Okay, and guess what, bro? Next day was fucking Cal 2 midterm. Can you believe that? I don't know where the fuck were you in this whole thing. You were gone, okay?
Oh, no. I was an important player in this.
Sharon's part comes later, okay?
No. I'll just tell my part now. It's very small, but it's like a plot twist. Your minds will be blown when you hear this. But Daenerys was supposed to teach me dance, and I had an event coming up. And Daenerys just left and didn't answer her phone for like 4 days. And that's my part. Continue.
Okay. So then we go and we go to the airport and everything with the uncle because there was nothing, there's nothing at home. So once we reach the airport, the mother is there, okay? And she doesn't say anything. She's not pissed. She's just quiet and everything. And we just find out the flight's already taken off to Thailand.
Okay.
I'm just going to say Thailand to keep it anonymous. Okay?
Sure.
So the flight's left and everything and game over, okay? And then we're like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Me and Michael were like, stumped, dude. We're like, holy shit. We did not even know the flight timing or anything. And she, like, after that time when she left, she wasn't answering her phone. Daenerys was just like, out.
Finished. Am I?
Done. Okay?
What the hell was Kevin from The Office doing?
Kevin from The Office was on the fucking speakerphone. He's like, and oh yeah, this is the funny thing, okay? So, me and Michael were like, yo, we're going to tell everything. And then Kevin is like, are you going to say my name?
Oh, that's so funny.
And he's on speakerphone. So he's at home chilling, okay? He was probably going to have his happy time, but I don't think that was possible. And we're like, yeah, bro. He's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You can imagine him saying that, yeah? Yeah, you can just imagine mm-hmm. Kevin doing that. Like, you know how he gets mm-hmm. pissed off, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh my God, dude. It was so funny. He's like, guys, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was like, fuck, I don't give a fuck. We're just going to tell everything. And we did that, okay? And all that shit. So he was on the speakerphone. He wasn't present over there. And then suddenly we're at the airport, we're waiting and everything. And Liam Neeson calls. He is a dad, okay? Even in this story, he's a dad. Okay?
Okay, fair.
So he's out of the country, but Uncle calls and Uncle tells him the whole story, okay? Then suddenly Liam Neeson's like, hey, can I speak to Michael? And Michael takes the phone. And I'm with Michael, okay? So I did not talk to Liam Neeson, thank God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a conversation, and I see Michael's face is like, it's not looking good. Like, there's nothing good out of it. He's not smiling or anything. I'm like, okay, God, give me something good. Okay? But after that, Michael's like, so, Langston, he's like, we shouldn't have done that. Like, you know, picked up, and he's like, if something happens to Daenerys, you know, maybe get stabbed by Jon Snow or something, then we are responsible. I was like, whoa, hold it up there. What? Like, that's literally what Liam Neeson said to Michael. And I'm like,
that it's gonna be your fault.
That's basically our fault. So basically, mine, Michael's, Kevin's, Amy's, and four of us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, fuck, we have no idea and everything, okay? Then the next day happens, okay? Mm-hmm. So we are in the next day, no news, okay? We go through the entire day of uni. Then in the evening, I think I went to KFC or something. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, this whole time I'm asking you, hey, Daenerys isn't answering her phone. Weren't we supposed to like choreograph our dance? And you guys said nothing to me.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell anyone about this because I was like, fuck, if people come to know about this, it's so bad. I was like, okay, fine, fuck Sheldon, fuck his dance. Yeah, I was like fuck this guy fuck right up, now.
Fuck his dance.
I was like, I don't give a fuck about his dance right now. Okay. Okay. Because get this, in the evening, okay, Michael calls me. He's like, hey Langston, you free? I'm like, yeah, bro, what's up? Yeah, he's like, okay, so the mom calls. And apparently if she is not found in the next 24 hours, we have to report to the police station. And I'm like, I'm dead, bro. Firstly, I did not tell my parents this, okay? And I'm thinking, if I do tell my parents this, like, what's going to happen, dude? You know what Michael's dad told to Michael? He's like,
what?
He's like, man, because he told his parents way before. Like, he's like, this is the funniest thing I ever heard. He's like, man, what friends are you making? Go alone and eat if you want. Go to a hotel and eat if you want. Spend $500. What the fuck are you doing? I was like, fuck.
Wait, Langston, one thing. Did you ever tell your parents about this?
Yeah, I did. What do you think? I was on my tipping point. Dude, there was no other way.
Because I was just going to say, if you hadn't, I can literally reach Dubai much faster than you can reach Dubai. I'm going to tell your parents right now.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. And I told my mom and dad this, and they were like a bit shocked, but they're like, well, you shouldn't be like, don't panic a lot because you do not at least, you know, drop her to the airport. Kevin did.
Yeah, so fuck Kevin. Let him die.
No, but even honestly, it was not Kevin's fault also because he did not do. He just was in the cab, right? So he did not really do anything. So
anyways, continue.
That happened and everything, and then basically it was Lent, yeah. So it was like Wednesday. So then we are like, the time is ticking, and we're like, guys, any news from her? Any news from Daenerys? But there was no news. And bro, I wasn't eating meat that day. But that day, I'm like, man, I might be going to jail tonight. So I'm going to go to Wendy's. And I'm going to get the biggest burger possible over there. With the biggest. So they were like, what do you want, sir? I'm like, I want the biggest burger, yeah. And they're like, okay, what size? I'm like, the largest size. Okay, the largest Coke, the largest fries, make it spicy, put everything possible in the burger. Okay, because I don't think I'll ever get to see beef again. I was like, shit, dude. I went all out. And it was Wednesday, I wasn't supposed to eat meat, but I'm like, man, God, like, I have to do this. Okay, and I did it. I ate the burger.
Safe. Do you see, like, even in such a moment, even in such a all he thinks about is food. Like, oh, I should probably spend time with my family.
Man, what do you think? And jail will give you burger. And jail will give you dal and roti, again. Bro. Okay. So I was just thinking that this might be my last moment on earth for some reason. Okay. So I was like, I was doing the best I can. And the next week was spring break, bro. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the week that basically after that entire. Okay. So let me get to the story first. So then. Evening comes, I'm like, holy shit. And I think there was a homework due next day. I'm like, I'm not doing the homework because I'm not going to do class next day.
And then this is, so in this whole story, okay, I've been kidding a lot about my role being important, but the whole story, all I've been doing is like pissing Langston off at such a crucial point, and he can't even tell me. Because I was like, Langston, why the fuck aren't you sending me the homework, dude? Thermodynamics 2 is due tomorrow.
It was thermo due. Yeah, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't going to do it because I was like, fuck. I won't be in uni tomorrow because apparently I have yet 24 hours. And I'm like, at 9 o'clock in the evening or 10 o'clock, we'll have to go to the fucking Rashidia police station. I'm like, fuck me. you think I'll be worried about thermodynamics homework? You really think? And Percy Sharon would ask me all my homeworks, okay? Every time, the day before the fucking due date, Langston, you'll have to see a missed call and a WhatsApp message. Both of these from Sharon, okay? You're Langston. Send me, not like, hey, Langston, are you free? Hey, Langston, stood up, okay? Like, hey, bro, man, switch on the AC. Hey, bro, man, just give me the fucking homework. Like, you know those bullies in school, yeah? They're like, hey, man, give me a fucking homework. Oh, my God, dude. All that shit happened. And at 6 in the evening, Michael calls me and he's like, and this was, like, the best moment of my life, okay? He's like, bro, Daenerys has been found. Bro, basically from that moment onwards, I still didn't give a shit about the homework because I was so happy, dude.
That was the beginning of your new life.
Yeah, basically. She was found. Everything was good. She was located in Thailand. And basically from that point onwards, our hands were washed. Like, we had nothing to do after that. This is it. This is basically my thing. And it pretty much sucked, but...
These are some three weird-ass people that we've met.
We have met people. We have met people, dude. But, yeah. Hey, guys. So, if you guys made it to this far, you really are our friends. Okay. And you're not weird. Thanks for listening. And definitely stay tuned for the next podcast, which...
All right.
All right, guys. Peace out, bitches.